WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The one constant the past few years with the Iowa running back position is that things will change. DeAndre Johnson was dismissed from the team last week after two arrests, continuing a string of running backs who have left the team or have been injured. Sophomore Damon Bullock opens fall camp listed in the number one spot, along with junior Brad Rogers and two freshmen. Bullock says seeing someone dismissed from the team is certainly an eye-opener.
It's a wake-up call. You just basically just want to go in every day knowing that anything can happen. And as long as you keep your head straight and, you know, you stay focused, you should be good. So that's what we're just trying to do and try to carry it on to the freshmen as well.
He says regardless of who is on the roster, you have to do the same thing when it comes to preparing.
Pretty much we're just going into camp focused on the same goal. Like, everybody has the same goal. We're just trying to get better each and every day and get ready for September 1st. But it hasn't been anything different. It's the same thing, spring ball, same thing as last season. We're just all working hard in practice and just trying to get better.
One thing that's different is new coordinator Greg Davis, who comes from Bullock's home state of Texas. He says Davis's offense is a lot like the one he ran in high school, which is something else he likes. Jordan Canzeri played in Iowa's bowl game last season, then injured his knee, and he's trying to recover to get back on the field for the season opener. He's not sure how likely that is, but he would like to be ready to play in the first game.
Anything can really happen, and you can always have setback days. You never know when that can come up, but so far I've been moving ahead fast and moving going in the good direction, so I'm really happy about that.
He says it's tough to be working hard and not be able to get into the action.
It's frustrating, but you just always have to look at the positive. You can't have any negative really stay ahead of your life, because life can get hard. It will throw some tests at you, but you just have to show your good character from it and just pick yourself up.
Freshman Barkley Hill, who played at Cedar Falls, and Greg Garman are also listed as potential starters. Freshmen are not allowed to talk with the media. The Hawkeyes open up their season at Soldier Field in Chicago against Northern Illinois. You can hear Hawkeye football this fall again here on KJAN. Iowa State senior linebackers A.J. Klein and Jake Knott will anchor the middle of the Cyclone defense this fall in an unusual situation where both of them already have 3 years of starting experience. All that experience has garnered lots of preseason honors and has both of them on watch lists, along with other top linebackers in the country. Knott, a Waukee native, says he'll be happier if people are saying and writing the same things in December.
All this stuff before the season is great, and we're both very happy and blessed to be on it, but I'd rather hear someone tell one of us that we won one of these awards after the season. That's when you can worry about it. Right now you got to worry about the games and worry about doing it right, and can't get a big head or anything like that.
Klein agrees, and he says the preseason attention won't change him.
Not at all. I mean, it's not going to change who I am. I mean, last year I didn't expect to win any awards, and this year I don't expect to win any awards. I mean, I have to prove myself no matter what it is. I mean, being on a watch list means being on a watch list. It's preseason for a reason. You haven't proven anything yet, and I'm looking to obviously just improve from my season where I've left off last season at a high level and continue to play at that high level, and whatever happens, happens.
Klein says the linebackers are the quarterbacks of the defense, and Knott says that they are ready to lead.
We both are lucky enough to be elected captains by our teammates. So to have that and to, you know, kind of show that, hey, the two defensive captains are linebackers proves that, you know, we need to be the leaders both on and off the field of the defense and be able to do that. And we just got to go out and, you know, keep showing them the right things to do. And if they don't know, then teach them the right things to do.
He says 3 years of playing together has allowed him to instinctively make calls on defense.
Well, just nonverbal communication, pretty much. We don't need to say, hey, you know, put them in this call or whatever, or say this or do that, or hey, you're going to go under there on that blitz. We already know. We look at each other and we know what's going to happen because of every single rep that we've taken in practice has been that way, or, you know, et cetera. We've done it all out there already and taken countless reps in practice and in game situations.
Well, the Cyclones were picked eighth in the conference preseason poll. Both Klein and Knott were named to the preseason All-Big 12 first-team defense. Klein was the 2011 Big 12 co-defensive player of the year. Cyclones open up their season hosting Tulsa on September 1st. There'll be a new look for the legendary generic football uniforms at Penn State. The team is adding the names of players as well as a symbol of child abuse awareness to the football team's jerseys for the upcoming season. The move comes after the conviction of former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky on child sexual abuse charges. The university says the changes will take effect with the September 1st season opener against Ohio University. Meanwhile, a group of former Penn State players has notified the NCAA that it intends to appeal the harsh sanctions placed upon the football program for that scandal. A Penn State trustee has sent a similar letter. The NCAA has said that the sanctions are not subject to appeal. In NFL news, Arizona coach Ken Whisenhunt calls Kevin Cobb's bruised ribs injury minor and expects the quarterback to play in Friday's preseason game against Kansas City. Cobb is locked in a tight battle with John Skelton for the Cardinals' starting QB job. In baseball yesterday, Buster Posey continued his second-half tear with a three-run homer. Barry Zito pitched 6 2/3 innings of two-run ball, and the San Francisco Giants defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 last night. Posey leads the major leagues with a .448 batting average and 30 RBIs since the All-Star break, including 12 in his last six games. The home run extended his hitting streak to 11 games. Zito allowed two solo homers by Alan Craig. He gave up eight hits overall with four strikeouts and no walks. Cardinals starter Lance Lynn allowed four runs on eight hits with two walks and six strikeouts over six innings. Elsewhere in the National League, Arizona beat Pittsburgh 10-4, Philadelphia 3-0 over Atlanta, Miami topping the New York Mets 4-2, Washington in 12 innings, a 3-2 winner over Houston, Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 3-1, San Diego 7-4 over Chicago, and Colorado beat L.A. 3-1. In the American League, Bruce Chen outpitched Jake Peavy for his first win in 6 weeks. Billy Butler hit his career-high 22nd homer, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Chicago White Sox 5-2 on Tuesday. The White Sox had won 10 of 13, but saw their lead over Detroit in the AL Central shrink to just a half game, with the Tigers beating the Yankees 6-5 earlier in the night. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Minnesota over Cleveland 7-5. Baltimore beat Seattle in 14 innings, 8-7. Texas over Boston 6-3. Tampa Bay 4-1 over Toronto. And Oakland beat L.A. by a 10-4 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs beat Reno 7-4. The Omaha Storm Chasers a 6-1 win over Colorado Springs. In racing news, Dodge has decided to withdraw from NASCAR competition at the end of this season. That decision, announced on Tuesday, impacts Dodge's involvement in both the Sprint Cup Series and the Nationwide Series. Penske Racing currently fields two Dodge Chargers in Sprint Cup and two Dodge Challengers in Nationwide. But Penske announced in February that it was switching to Fords for the 2013 season, leaving Dodge in the lurch. In Olympic news, world record holder Ashton Eaton of the U.S. started off the decathlon with an Olympic best performance in the 100 meters today in London. Eaton was clocked in 10.35 seconds, beating the time of 10.41 that American Bill Toomey turned in 44 years ago. It was 14/100ths of a second slower than Eaton's time at the U.S. trials, where he set the world standard. After the opening event, Eaton held a 17-point lead over world champion Trey Hardy of the U.S. The long jump, shot put, high jump, and 400 meters also will be held on the first day of the competition. Today's women's beach volleyball final will be an all-American affair. Two-time defending gold medalist Carrie Walsh Jennings and Misty May Traynor will play Jennifer Kessie and April Ross for the gold medal. May Traynor and Walsh Jennings knocked off China in straight sets on Tuesday for their 20th straight Olympic victory. Kessie and Ross lost the first set to the top-seeded Brazilian team before they bounced back to win the decisive third set 15-12. Also on Wednesday in London, there are gold medal finals in the women's 110-meter hurdles, the women's 200 meters, the women's 400-meter hurdles, and the women's long jump. Well, China continues to lead the medals race in London. The 2008 Olympic hosts have 73 of them, including 34 gold. The U.S. is next with 70 medals, including 30 gold. After a slow start, this year's hosts sit tied for third with Russia in the overall count with 48. Great Britain won three golds on Tuesday to raise its total to 22. That's the most the Brits have collected at any summer games in 104 years. Russia has 10 gold medals. Elsewhere in the Olympics, Allie Raisman grabbed the gold in the floor exercise as the captain of the U.S. gymnastics team, also earned the bronze medal on the balance beam. All-around gold medalist Gabby Douglas finished seventh on the beam after a fall. In track and field news, Usain Bolt opened up defense of his Olympic 200-meter title with a comfortable win in the opening round to finish in 20.39 seconds. Bolt's teammate, 100-meter silver medalist Johan Blake, also easily won his heat in 20.38. American Wallace Spearman also qualified. He had a time of 20.47 seconds. Elsewhere, defending champ Dawn Harper was edged out by Australia's Sally Pearson for the gold medal in the women's 100-meter hurdles. Kelly Wells took the bronze medal. Lionel Manzano had done something no American had done in 44 years, win a medal in the Olympic 1500 meters. He captured the silver with a second place finish. Also, American Eric Kennard had to settle for the silver medal after clearing 7 feet 7 3/4 inches in the high jump. Sonia Richards-Ross of the U.S. outleaned Shelley Ann Fraser-Price of Jamaica to win their 200-meter semifinal heat in 22.3 seconds. Two-time defending 200-meter champ Veronica Campbell-Brown of Jamaica and two-time runner-up Allison Felix of the U.S. and 100 silver medalist Carmelita Jetter of the U.S. also advanced in that event. In basketball, Diana Taurasi scored 15 points. Candace Parker added a dozen, leading the U.S. women's Olympic basketball team to a 91-48 rout of Canada. The 39th consecutive Olympic win for the Americans takes them into the semifinals. Destiny Hooker scored 19 points to help the U.S. women's volleyball team beat the Dominican Republic in three straight sets to move into the semifinals as the U.S. looks for its first gold medal in that event. Maggie Steffens scored four times, including the go-ahead goal to lead the U.S. over Australia 11-9 in extra time and into the women's water polo final. And the chief of Cameroon's Olympic delegation says seven of that country's Olympic athletes are missing. They've left their official residence at the Olympic Village. There's speculation the athletes may be seeking asylum in Britain or on mainland Europe. Britain's press association says five boxers, a swimmer, and a soccer player could not be located at the athletes' village. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.